Puerto Rico's water rationing began this morning. The island's water authority announced rotating 48-hour shutoffs affecting roughly 180,000 customers across San Juan and six other municipalities. There is no end date. To put that in context, 180,000 customers translates to something closer to 400,000 to 500,000 people, because each customer account typically represents a household or business. And this is August, peak heat, peak demand, minimum rainfall.
The drought Puerto Rico is experiencing is the worst the island has seen in over a decade. And what makes this particularly difficult is the island's infrastructure backdrop. Puerto Rico's water system has been in chronic disrepair since Hurricane Maria in 2017. There have been billions allocated in federal recovery funds, but the pace of infrastructure modernization has been slow, and the system remains fragile in ways that a prolonged dry spell immediately exposes. So, you have climate stress compounding pre-existing infrastructure weakness. That combination is what forces a utility to cut off water to nearly 500,000 people in rotating shifts with no clear timeline for resolution.
And here's where that story connects directly to something else on today's radar. The news about over 4,000 Rockwell Automation controllers that manage water and other critical infrastructure systems left exposed and reachable over the public internet. These are the kinds of programmable logic controllers that govern pumps, valves, treatment processes. Researchers flagging this vulnerability noted they found these systems during a period when U.S. water infrastructure has already been under active cyber attack. So you have one island with a drought crisis and no water. And separately, you have 4,000 control points for water systems that an attacker could theoretically access from anywhere on Earth.
The Rockwell vulnerability is the kind of story that sounds technical until you translate it. These aren't web servers storing email. These are the systems that decide whether a valve opens or closes, whether chlorine dosing happens correctly, whether a pump fails or runs normally. The fact that 4,000 of them are internet accessible is not a configuration choice that was made carefully. It's the result of IT and operational technology teams operating in silos, often at smaller utilities that don't have dedicated cybersecurity staff. And the timing matters enormously. There have been documented intrusion attempts against U.S. water utilities over the past 18 months. And here we have 4,000 open doors.
I'd also note the political dimension of the Puerto Rico story specifically. The island is a U.S. territory. Its residents are American citizens, and it has never had full political representation in Congress. When a crisis like this unfolds, the federal response, or the speed of it, always raises the same uncomfortable questions about whether the island's political status affects how urgently Washington treats its emergencies. We haven't seen the White House make a public statement on the water rationing as of this morning.
And the climate piece is something we can't skip over. The Pacific Northwest wildfires that NASA is flagging as extraordinary. NASA's actual language is that the fires are producing smoke that has traveled coast to coast, which the agency called a scale it has not documented in its satellite record for this region. In Spokane specifically, an arsonist named Aaron Farinacci has now confessed to setting 25 separate fires over the past year and faces 5 counts of first-degree arson, with more charges likely. So some of the Western fire crisis has a human cause, not just a climate one. But the background conditions, the drought, the dry vegetation, the heat, are what turn individual acts of arson into disasters that produce coast-to-coast smoke plumes.
Two crises, Puerto Rico and the Pacific Northwest, both framed by the same underlying condition. Systems, whether water infrastructure or forest management, that were not built to absorb the stress they're currently facing. That tension is only going to intensify.